hear the word of the Lord. First, as it is written in Psalms 42 and 43, concerning the Lord's temptations even to despair and his humiliation before the Father. To the victor, Maskil of the sons of Korah. As the buck bleats after the streams of water, so my soul bleats to thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before the face of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all the day they say to me, Where is thy God? These things I remember and pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the throng. I went in procession with them to the house of God, with the voice of jubilee and thanksgiving, a multitude-keeping festival. Why art thou bowed down, O my soul? And why art thou in tumult within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet confess him. His face is salvation. O my God, my soul is bowed down within me. Therefore I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermons, from a little mountain. Deep calls to deep at the voice of thy watercourses. All thy breakers and thy waves have passed over me. By day, Yehovah will command his mercy, and in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why do I go about in black at the oppression of the enemy? With murder in my bones, my adversaries reproach me, while all the day they say to me, Where is thy God? Why art thou bowed down, O my soul? And why art thou in tumult within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet confess him, the salvation of my face and my God. Judge me, O God, and strive my strife with an unholy nation. Rescue me from the man of deceit and perversity. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why do I go about in black at the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me in unto the mountain of thy holiness and to thy habitations. And I will come to the altar of God, to God, the gladness of my rejoicing. And with the harp I will confess thee, O God, my God. Why art thou bowed down, O my soul? And why art thou in tumult within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet confess him, the salvation of my face and my God. Our second lesson is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me, and to whomever I will give it. If therefore thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said to him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. For it is written, He shall give his angels a commandment concerning thee, to keep thee safe, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus, answering, said to him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Finally, we read from the Arcana Celestia, part of number 1812. While he lived in the world, the Lord was in continual combats of temptations and in continual victories. From a constant inmost confidence and faith that because he was fighting for the salvation of the whole human race from pure love, he could not help but conquer. From the love from which anyone fights, it is known what his faith is. He who fights from any other love than love toward the neighbor and love toward the Lord's kingdom does not fight from faith in Yehovah, but in that which he loves. For the love itself for which he fights is his faith. For example, he who fights from the love of becoming the greatest in heaven does not believe in Yehovah, but rather in himself. For to desire to become the greatest is to desire to command others. Thus he fights for command, and so in all other cases. And thus, from the love itself from which anyone fights, it may be known what his faith is. But in all his combats of temptations, the Lord never fought from the love of self or for himself, but for all in the universe. Consequently, not that he might become the greatest in heaven, for this is contrary to the divine love, and scarcely even that he might be the least, but only that all others might become something and be saved. As he also says in Mark, the two sons of Zebedee said, Grant us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy glory. Jesus said, Whoever would be great among you shall be your minister, and whoever would be first among you shall be servant of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his soul a ransom for many. This is the love, or this is the faith, from which the Lord fought. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.